I arrived at the corner door of the lounge. I opened it gently. The lounge was plunged in profound darkness. Chords from the organ were reverberating faintly. Captain Nemo was there. He didn't see me. Even in broad daylight, I doubt that he would have noticed me, so completely was he immersed in his trance. I inched over the carpet, avoiding the tiniest bump whose noise might give me away. It took me 5 minutes to reach the door at the far end, which led into the library. I was about to open it when a gasp from Captain Nemo nailed me to the spot. I realized that he was standing up. I even got a glimpse of him because some rays of light from the library had filtered into the lounge. He was coming toward me, arms crossed, silent, not walking, but gliding like a ghost. His chest was heaving, swelling with sobs, and I heard him murmur these words, the last of his to reach my ears. "Oh, Almighty God! Enough! Enough!" Was it a vow of repentance that had just escaped from this man's conscience? Frantic, I rushed into the library. I climbed the central companionway, and going along the upper gangway, I arrived at the skiff. I went through the opening that had already given access to my two companions. "Let's go! Let's go!" I exclaimed. "Right away," the Canadian replied. First, Ned Land closed and bolted the opening cut into the Nautilus's sheet iron using the monkey wrench he had with him.